go in the room and I had that same thing with a falling and one dream.
Luckily, on the issue of the poison of cancer, it's not in the prerogative, it's in the prerogative of the minister. My address is for the minister, but luckily the DG is here. He can convey the message to the minister. How do you see in the chairperson?
Sorry, chairperson. Were you not giving us, is there any other right?
I want them to respond all questions. If we have time, I will definitely give members.
Only one question. As a thought up, I'm sorry, you probably can close the meeting as you said. I don't, but then I'm not. It's difficult to do one coping meeting. No, I'm no longer.
I know it's the last meeting of the year. And I don't want to go there politically, otherwise there will be a long discussion. Because I was surprised on the news yesterday night. Over to you.
Why do you have to say that?
thank you, all members. Can I maybe just start by making a comment on the gender issue, because it's very recent, I think, responsibility. Because I hear your view and appreciate it, and you're 100% right. We have an issue of the state yet, and I think it's the same all performing arts institutions owned by the DAC or managed by the DAC. The staff turnover is very low. So you have people that are employed for 30 years plus, from the beginning of the career to the end. Therefore, the driver will not be to bring in people from outside, but to rather accelerate career development opportunities for those in middle management and so on and so forth. And it's something certainly that we spoke on. Very fair comment. With regards to another issue raised by yourself that referred to the positioning of the state theatre, firstly, the state theatre by virtue of its technical ability with stages and so on and so forth, does speak to a national audience. Do we as a state theatre go out to seek a national attendance? No. We stay within the framework of Gauteng and the related areas, mainly because of the cost element. But what happens is through the rental of the facility, outside producers do create that offering for greater audience outside of Gauteng. With regards to our development mandate, we do reach out to communities of InReach. We have a huge truck, and we use that truck to go to rural areas, and we take product and shows to those areas. And that's something that we will continue to invest in. To what you're referring to, small theatre offerings in areas around Johannesburg and Victoria, what we do is we have an outcast program where we have a facility called Clinton, and we have an amphitheater there, so we run some items on an external environment, and we do go to small communities in Woodbank, for example. We have relationships with those community groups and run small productions there, but whether we spend huge amounts of money on those productions or mainly because we are not generating money for long productions. Our dependency on special projects, like our income has escalated during the World Cup, is something that we have managed, but we definitely do not want to increase our dependency on DAC or government funding. We want to create the right type of offerings that will allow us to draw money from the private sector, as opposed to increasing our dependency on DAC. Therefore, the projects that we create will be done in partnership with private sector going forward. The issue around free tickets during the year under review are seen as a means to bring this previous disadvantaged community into the state theatre. Now, if you create these free items and you don't support it with additional spend to take the tickets where these people are, it will fail. To create a free ticket is really just the end result of the process. And therefore, the cost into what we refer to taking tickets where the people are, it increases our cost. And So my view is that we rather bring, reduce our pricing to ensure that communities hear about it and find ways to communicate to them, and discipline the space for our audience. Theater and related services do not come cheap, and people have to be disciplined to pay for them. With regards to the input and output documents we present in our annual report, we basically report on the treasury framework, and therefore we populate these sheets that you will see in our annual report. If additional information is required, we can always provide you with such information. With regard to the responsibility of the CEO when it comes to irregular expenses, in any government institution, as with the PMFA and related legislation, the CFO is accounting officer. The CEO is accounting officer, takes full responsibility for compliance. That responsibility, when it comes to the controlling environment management of our finances, is delegated to the CFO. So the question was, do the CEO take responsibility for non-performance? Yes, he does, but his responsibility is delegated. And with regards to our reaction to the non-performance, we suspended our CFO, as indicated earlier. The issue is to test the control environment for which the CFO was responsible. There's a question around vital statistics and the fact that I use calculations and that speak those calculations in the presentation. What I really did was to generate interesting discussion into the reality is when you look at our vital statistics, the percentages that I rate or indicated all form part of a common denominator, which is our income, self-generated income. It's then benchmarked against total income, as benchmarked against CAPEX, and benchmarked against OPEX. I calculated according to those standards and brought up those percentages. If you want more detail, free indication, our revenue is $35 million for the year under review. Our total income is $67 million. As a percentage, that is 37%. We generated 37% of our total income ourselves. Complementary things, once again, there was an issue raised around it. In principle, we should not be giving out free tickets. Free tickets devalue the value of the state offering. But when we do, we apply a set of criteria and we look at our mandate, people from the previous disadvantaged communities, people that we need and want to give access to data would otherwise not have been able to afford these tickets. We also give access to people who will be able to generate market from us, for us, and also the media. Those are the criteria that we use when we give free tickets. LSM, basically, there is a question raised about what does LSM mean. It's basically income categories, economical income categories. So LSM1 will have a category of so much, say, 1,000 to 3,000 as an income. LSM2 would have another category. The issue of performance bonuses, we don't have medical aid. We don't have performance bonuses. We alluded earlier to giving non-performance bonus related incentives to staff members, just to reward them for good performance. With our current performance, with regard to self-generated income, we would need to increase our self-generated income substantially to even think of paying people bonuses, performance bonuses. ACI refers to Indian, African, and colored. With regard to the Auditor General Report, the complete Auditor General Report is not part of the annual report. That can be provided. I did refer to the fact that the number of findings increased over the since 2008, and that those findings are contained in the management letter from the Auditor General. And they basically speak to three different elements. One is our asset register. The second is our procurement processes. The third one was performance management, our target that we captured in our annual report. So basically, as an entity, we come through that through the centralization of our procurement processes, we'll be able to deal with the procurement management issues. We're busy fixing up our asset register and doing all the necessary work to fix it up. And with regards to performance management information, we have appointed an experienced performance manager. There's a question as to why we do not have people with disabilities. Yes, as a government institution, we would like provide such opportunities to those individuals. The reality is, and I indicated earlier, that our staff turnover is very low, and we have to become creative to create such opportunities, whether they're temporary in nature. That's a good point. It's something that we should focus on going forward. So the reality is we do not have these vacancies based on the fact that if you compare our salary spent and benchmark it against our income generated, it's not in a healthy base. So we'd rather be looking at cutting those expenses. Our governance structure, once again, a very good point raised. It's not indicated in the presentation. The presentation really just focused on the booklet that was distributed earlier. The governance structure is that we have a CEO in me, we have four directors under me, and we call it our ANCO. It's made up of a technical director, artistic director, who's responsible for programming the theatres, a marketing director, and a CFO. I report into a council, and council is headed up by our chair lady, Malady Gallant, and it reports into the DAC and Minister of Arts and Culture. The council has a delegation passed on to me, which is an official document, and that becomes my job spec. The issue was raised around how do we hope to implement performance assessments if we don't have KPIs. We do have KPIs at all our levels now. The process is that we're looking to implement that fully, performance management, so that we, at the end of 2014 and 15, base future salary increases on the results of performance reviews. Partnerships with the other government institutions and partnerships with the private sector. Our sponsorship program can only be successful if we provide the right type of offerings into the corporate sector. We've engaged specialists now to assess the value of our learning. We've created sponsorship packages for corporate organizations, and that's something that we're looking to take forward. Once again, we remain focused on, or will be focused on, increasing our self-generated income through partnerships with the corporate sector, as well as decrease our dependency on DAC grants. The question around what percentage of our spent salaries make up 45%. 45% of our total budget goes toward salaries. Do senior staff members have performance bonuses? No, they don't have. Nobody working for state theaters gets paid a performance bonus. And yes, all senior staff members do have key performance indicators. Next question, is the state theater the open question around whether it's a state theater and it offers access and opportunity to all South African citizens? And has the situation changed since the status quo that was prevailing in 1994, after 1994? two things. The one is, strategically, the state is the best position itself, the state-owned entity, and it provides access to all South African citizens. The reality is that there's a huge economic gap in our society. We have, due to the past, we have people with a greater appreciation for our offering and who are, in most cases, economically better off. And then we have a lot of work that we need to do to create an appetite or an appreciation for our offering amongst previously disadvantaged communities. And we also have to give them access through reduced ticket prices. The reality is our offering speaks to everybody. To create an appetite and an appreciation for a type of entertainment is not an easy thing to do. It will take us many years to get to a point where if a previous disadvantaged community has 200 or 300 cents spent on entertainment, that the state is and its offering will pop up in their minds. This is something that we can do, but it could take us 2 to 3 decades to achieve. It's a notion that and it's unachievable to expect that we will have an equal amount of black and white people in the theatre paying an equal price for their tickets in the next 2 years. It will not happen. The current reality is that the Afrikaans market and the Afrikaans businesses are investing sponsorship into theatre. Afrikaans-speaking people in Pretoria pay the highest price for their tickets. Afrikaans productions fill the theatres up. Everything else that we've been able to generate or things that we're doing for previous disadvantaged communities have not performed at that level. Firstly, we do not get sponsorship at all for what we regard as development theatre. Secondly, as you picked up from the indication on my report, that African people or black people do not even come to the 65% of them only pitch up once we've given them free tickets. So the development work is something that needs to be taken seriously. It needs to be action through processes and firm processes, tangible processes. But the reality is, to generate an interest with previous disadvantaged communities, we do not have enough funds. A lot of our funds go into the maintenance and upgrade of our building. That's why we generate so much income from it. And the reality is that we have to do the development work and the mandate work in partnership with the corporate sector for all citizens of this country. The genre report actually indicated to you what kind of offerings we had on our stages. We had 27% of those offerings lent towards musicals, all types of musicals, which would be jazz, rock and roll. Another 27% was made up of drama. 11% was made up of festivals. I indicated earlier, recent research that we did indicates that both black and white people are more inclined to come to the theatre for musicals. You know, the African population would surely not come for jazz, but it could be some form of musicals. The drama is not something that sells well among black people, but the State Theatre's main program last year, 2011-12, was filled with drama. And therefore you see the gap between our offering and the number of people coming from previous disadvantaged communities to theatre because they're not interested in musicals. So you have to create an appetite for the musical. Bubblegum Theatre, I'm so sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I was referring to, maybe out of frustration, I said Bubblegum Theatre, because once again, our research indicated due to the nature of our facilities and our technical ability, which the research indicated that we, by default, are compared to Monte Cassino. And Monte Cassino has two things that we don't get. People come early with their whole families and they stay longer, and they spend more money, and they come and see these international shows that they bought into agents, the whole range of people that negotiate these things, and they bring it into South Africa for 80 million rand, and they have corporate sponsors, and they make it possible. We have a total budget to run our artistic program of 10 million rand. We don't even have enough money to buy one of those shows. Therefore, I said it's bubblegum, because I can't reach it, I'm being nasty. But
you like bubblegum.
People come to bubblegum. But the reality is, I think there are certainly a number of things that DSC is busy with right now. Create joint projects amongst all its all the performance art institutions that it manages, and maybe to those forums we will be able to put together some funds to bring maybe one of those items to NM and get it to tour. Maybe that's a way to compete. But generally speaking, it's going to be difficult. The one thing that I must say, you will see now the way theatre goes, is that because of the challenge of the spin, a lot of theatres in the public sector compete for children's theatres. Pantomimes. And therefore, you know, presenting a Walt Disney show and getting people, getting parents to come and generating money from that. The only way we can do something like that with our current money is to do something on a much lower scale, with local producers. Therefore, the state theater immediate challenge is to engage with the immediate industry so that at least present the offerings at a lower cost. Hope that answers you. The issues that the Auditor General raised does not refer to theft, it does not refer to corruption, it does not refer to anything negative. It refers to the fact that it can't place reliance on the control environment. It means that the processes that they tested, they're not happy that the controls that are governing those processes will not prevent fraud and all these things from occurring. And therefore, it raised an opinion to say that the qualification of these processes. Reality is, I think it's, I don't know how many other institutions are willing to do something about it. We are serious about doing something about our control environment. Therefore, we took the action that we did. Our view is if a person has been in employment for 6-7 years, and the control environment continues to disintegrate, we need to test it to provide ourselves with enough assurance that the situation is manageable. With regards to the disciplinary process, it's not been completed. It's as technical as it can get, but we stick to our guns. We want to make sure our control environment improves. Transfer of skills. I indicated that we have a huge number of people from the 19 people working for us that are up for retirement in the next year to 4 years. The unfortunate part of that is they are not skilled. So all we can do for them is to provide right type of awareness there. I think I responded to most questions.
On that one, you didn't respond on, as you're quite saying, that those people who worked for 30 years dead, they didn't even have the skills, wasn't even trained. That's why I was asking, did you have your skills plan in place? Was there the skills audit? Now you answer me on the issue of the audit, to say those people, but on the skills plan for the future.
The all related policies and procedures and plans all speak to governance in any business. I mean, we just completed the process of approving a great number of policy procedures and plans for the first time this year. And I'm not speaking negatively about PATH, I'm just saying holistically the control environment wasn't in a good place. And therefore, the issue that you raised would be contained in the way forward.
The chairperson, you want to respond before DG?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think basically in a nutshell, we've identified, you know, key areas that, you know, require our attention, and we basically put in plan, action plan to address those issues. Thank you.
Before this speaker, I didn't recognize my Chairperson did arrive. Madam Chairperson, so you're not feeling well, we did put your apology and said you were join us later. Yeah. And also we will be finished the meeting earlier because we are receiving our SMS saying the majority party will have a special meeting at a meeting.
Chairperson, may I just ask a general thing? Interpret the thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to ask the DG and all this affiliated departments and the East Control. I've got a problem reading some of these diagrams. If you put it in color, I can't see the color because I'm color blind. You understand what I mean? Though they say this fraction is this and that, and for instance, the genre report. If you put it in color, I can't see it. And if it's black and white, you can't, I'm not sure. Will you please in future ask the people of the different entities, just if they say a watch, number the block, say number one. And if you put it in the colors, I can't read it, because I can't, so I just recognize white and black people in the world, so my trouble. So please, it's a very simple thing, but it's very difficult for me to interpret diagrams because I can't see the color, and when it's black and white everything is looking the same, especially the black. Thank you, sir, for just in future for understanding, please.
I think we noted it. Did you even respond?
Yes, sir. The question was how are we helping our entities, particularly the South African theatre, regarding their financial problems. Firstly, my sense is that I don't think that the South African theatre has major financial problems. The modification was due to a technicality in the way that, in their financial statement, rather than a big financial problem. We have no reason to believe that there are deep financial problems. But as in all our entities, we are doing a close monitoring of the situation. We're in touch with them through Dr. Tiso to see if we are correcting things that need to be corrected. But in the big scheme of things, they are not in any kind of financial problem. At least from a managerial point of view. The second thing I want to say, Chair, is part of what we are going to be starting to do next financial year, through part of the funding from Zanzibar's Golden Economy, is incentivize our institution to develop their own production through the joint venture. What we are finding is that, different institutions might have productions that they do, but if the state theatre has a production and it's only for the state theatre, you don't really reap the full benefits of the investment that you have done. We've got six theatres across the country. If we are able to get those productions that they do to tour all around the country, then you are able to reap greater benefits from the productions that they are doing. And that is what we are beginning to do as from next year, so that we are able to, it's an incentive because it is going to come with a bit of money for them, specifically for productions. But secondly, it reaches more people than ordinarily their own productions would. Another element of that is that when we're appropriate, depending on the nature of the production and depending on the size of the production, is to take some of them to community art centers. So that people who have, we've got provinces like Limpopo and Mpumalanga who do not have a theater. The entire province just does not have a theater. And it's going to take a bit of time. I know that at least in Mpumalanga there is a plan which you are finalizing with the province of the cultural precincts, which has a theater in it. However, it's going to take a bit of time. Now, we want to make better use of the community art centers and bring some of those productions there. Obviously, community art centers, most of them are not equipped for complex productions or large productions, so it would have to be, appropriate productions that go there. Thank you.
Thank you, DG. I'm saying if we have slow time, you will come for the second round. But first of all, I want to ask members, did they respond on your first questions? Are you satisfied on the first round? Okay, I can see the boys and his members shaking their head and it seems that they are satisfied with it.
Yes, partially, they responded, especially on the issue of partnership, but I wouldn't like them to go back on that one. I'll just maintain my question for next time. Before I get to my question here, I wanted you, Chairperson, to remember, if you would, that some of the meetings where we had to proceed with absence of other meeting members of this committee, they went very, very successful and wonderful. I'm just informing. I'm not saying that you reverse your decision, but making you aware that the members that were available to proceed with the portfolio committee agenda, they did that successfully. I want to bring you to an attention that without the minority party now, today, that has a special meeting, we cannot be held in ransom as a portfolio committee. It can go, it can be released. And then we can remain and continue with the agenda. We don't adjourn. And then we will talk to the issues of the portfolio committees, not to the issues of DA group, I can assure you. One thing I needed to check out with the presenter. On page 9, I can see it has the document has been paged, yes, correct? But I think it was paged once, while you're already on your way coming here. Which is okay because we are seeing the number. I am on 3.3 of a document, page 9. Just a little thing here that I needed you to talk to. You know, talk of periodical review, which is excellent. But I'm worried about your term periodical. You know, because I don't know how often it can be periodical after 4 months or after 6 months. Can we have an indication of how often? Morris. And I think that that's important for us to know. I always, you know, give important questions.
Just to answer your question, we review it on a quarterly basis. So that's 4 times a year.
Good enough.
Well, the year, the vans, you can just call it Van, Mr. Van and Mrs. Van. Dear person, this is actually a general question, and I also want to direct part of it to the DG. Now, in all the reports we read through and listen to, you know, there's a lot of I will call it vague stuff, like to fill spaces, you know, there's a pro forma each CEO and chairperson use. And you can pick up the jargon in all these reports. They say there's a lot of sentences, but actually there's nothing. Might I just refer to page 8? I'll just randomly pick out a couple of words. Systems and controls. System upgrades are being made and controls put in place to monitor performance and make continuous improvements. What the heck? Does it mean anything? Do you tell me what is happening to make and make continuous improvements? What can I read in that? So I have to use my own imagination what is standing there. I could put any word there. And
in the last paragraph, corporate governance is being made and risks are identified and mitigated in a timely and efficient manner. Which risks? Do you ask me to put in risk then? This is a general, I'm not accusing you of anything, but this is saying nothing. It's dangerous. It's dangerous outside the building. What is dangerous? Anything can be dangerous. So we can go on page 9. We continue to periodically review the strategic plan and take actions consistent with meeting our core business objectives and responding to the changing business environment. See, what's the business environment? We really go into it and get a picture. What is the business environment? Monitoring and measurement techniques are employed to ensure compliance with regulatory bodies. If I ask you to speak on this for the next 5 minutes, will you be able to do that? I'm sure you will, but this doesn't mean anything to me. If I'm honest, it's just a couple of words. So, DG, I could go on this. You can read in all the annual reports, and all these things we sit down for hours and hours during the year. It's a pro forma. Everyone is using the same words. And we have to decide what you are meaning with that empty word. Because it doesn't say anything to me. So we can, for instance, 17, strategic objective continued. Promote enterprise culture, key objective number 4. Wonderful. Promote enterprise culture. Strategy. Develop human capital skills. But I have to understand it. What do you mean exactly? What do you do in the company? If they have planned to develop, achieve, actual performance achieved. HR strategic plan now approved by a new HR committee to be implemented. We have got this in front of us and you come and just read this to us and then, what does it mean? Is it, so I can carry on. DG, this is also to you, and maybe you can do something with this senseless information. So actually what I'm saying now, you are not sure what I'm saying. I'm just reading a couple of words out of this thing. So what's the meaning of the words? What do you exactly mean? What are you going to implement in your organization to better that organization? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I think also I must also agree with what Dr. Mabula was saying earlier on the issues, the way the report is when the report is the right. I mean, it's for me, is not human friendly. Because you use terms who people were in economics understand. I'm just honest. I mean, the terms you use is people who are in economics use that term. Also, I didn't receive the answer on when is this council be appointed as a minister. On according what the CEO was saying, he's asking my trade class. And I get a feeling that the CEO is not giving us the full information because it's happening this year. But where is the other thing? Because if the council is starting before he's starting, so the council is starting with information. And they are the leaders who must give direction. So, for me, I'm not quite fine on the response we're receiving, and that's my observation, the response we are here, as we said to the previous entity, we are here to assist, not to fight anyone, we are not for us. We are here to assist, so that we really can fast track the shortcoming, so that we can at least as a committee, can give advice and direction. So really, I really want to say that before I give you a chairperson of the council, also on the issue of your structure, I hear that you will do the structuring, but you must, I don't know how person people put it in their presentation, if the CEO of FO is, CEO is no more there. No, the CEO, because they have a new CEO. But if you look to the structure, the new CEO's name is not there, it's somebody else. And also on the person of marketing, the marketing director is employed part-time. What is that the marketing director is part-time? While this entity is so important, who was doing the marketing contractor? Somebody who is not there for temporary and tomorrow is gone. You know, private sector like to coach those people with the type of skills. So really, I hope the restructuring will really definitely do something. And we want to know what is the time frame of that restructuring, because in Kato, mostly even other entities, they come to the committee, they say they will do restructuring. Restructuring forever. When we left 2014, this parliament, then it was clear about the restructuring. As I was saying to the minister when he was with us, the principal, 2 months ago. But he was saying his public and administration delayed process to find those vacancies, the critical vacancies. Anyway, the partner was also talking about restructuring. Really, why the head of the country is saying that we must create a decent work in our country? Decent work means not mean we have good people on part-time. Over to you, CEO and chairperson of the council, and if the department can also add a DG, then you can also respond.
Thank you, Chair Madam. Firstly, I just want to say that I've noted your comment regarding the wording in the presentation. I think probably going forward, what we would need to do is be a little bit more specific in terms of what it is we're referring to. I mean, if we are talking about risks, I think probably if we can specify what risks we are referring to. So I have taken note of the issue that you've raised, and I think it's an important one to make sure that when we are here presenting, you know, everybody is on the same page and everybody understands what it is we are trying to put through. And then secondly, Chairperson, to answer your question, the new council was appointed last year, August, that is in 2011, and what we've actually done is the previous CEO's contract was ending in December, and we entered into an agreement with her requesting that she extend the time with us for an extra 6 months to afford us an opportunity of recruiting a new CEO, as well as making sure that we have time to have a proper handover from the one CEO to the other. So we actually did manage to accomplish that, and as a result we had 1 month handover period between the two CEOs, and I believe that the amount of time taken was sufficient enough to equip the new CEO with all the relevant information that he would need in terms of, you know, going for the organization. So, you know, at council we are quite happy with the speed with which he was able to, you know, get into the new role. And sort of settle in and start making a contribution within the organization. And, you know, we are pretty sure that, you know, the information that is provided is primarily all information, is not withholding back any information. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Dr. Person. Did you?
Yeah, Look, the wording of the annual report, I think what we try to do, Chair, and perhaps we could improve on this, but what we try to do is to balance reporting with just practicality. Now, if we are talking about risk and sophistication and all of that, the steady answer or the department or any of our entities have their risk plans. Now, what the chairperson finds in her report is that we are implementing those risk plans. But for practical purposes, we can't write an entire risk plan in an annual report. Because otherwise it becomes bulky and there's a lot of information. However, what we can do is, if the committee needs that information, it can be made available to the committee so that the committee can understand the context in which the things are said.
A point of order or a follow up, please, Chairperson.
Yes,
Yes, just a short note. Chairperson, actually what I meant, DG, I totally agree with all the risks and everything you talk about, but what I'm referring to, for instance, the risk of the State Theatre and the risk of another entity, the environment the State Theatre is operating in, with all the challenges and competition and everything, it's different than the other entities. So I want to get underneath the skin of this organization and try to, as a chairperson, we're not here to fight with the entities. We're just here to ask questions and to understand because we are representing the people. Thank you, chairperson.
I think DG, we did propose previously that maybe, I don't know when we create your strategy workshop for your new year or whatever. So maybe you can invite your committee. And I think also you will invite your entities as a department, maybe such, but also with your entities. It is important that the members of Parliament of this portfolio committee can be present so that we can also be take on board on those things with Honourable Fellow Skartik raised, so that we can be on track. But also the Goliath asks for the way forward, as well as assisting us both, the department entities and the portfolio committee, so that we really can say, as the portfolio committee of Arts and Culture of 2014, really, we did contribute for that term that we make progress seriously of the 20 years of democracy on arts and culture. And I see two gentlemen still. Can you introduce yourself if we know why? Otherwise we were thinking, who are the people come in?
National intelligence.
No, and I wanted to introduce themselves so that the other people who are in the stadium know who are you.
Absolutely, thank you, Madam Chairperson. My name is Aaron Davia, I'm with the U.S. Consulate, and this is my colleague, John Vance. He does our public affairs work, which includes arts and culture. So I'm acquainted with the chairperson, Ms. Sanghusa, and she's invited me to come for some time, and I have not been able to make it. Unfortunately, it's very busy, but today I have the opportunity, so I wanted to come by and see the committee's work. Thank you.
I hope for the time you are seeing, you are still welcome.
Yes.
And also you people see how that we as South Africans dealing with our matters. And as our department in the ministry, they also sometimes sign MOUs with other countries. So you are welcome in South Africa, you are welcome in this government, although we will close in 2 months' time. And it is also our last meeting of the year as a portfolio committee of art and culture. So, members in Parliament in South Africa, this year that we will close the first meeting. I want also the chairperson to maybe And now it's not clear, we are like also maybe say one of two things for us. Yesterday was saying, yesterday is the last thing for Colo Community of this year. But before I will give what is fantastic.
Just 1 minute. Tomorrow it's the 15th of November. And tomorrow our respected chairperson is 15 plus 20 years old. So we want to congratulate her and wish her everything of the best. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mayor. I don't know, between you and Mansfield, you are younger than the other one. Do you really appreciate it?
Thank you, Ms. Mokka. Thank you, Didi. Thank you. You must say thank God to the state here that I was not there today. Otherwise, I was looking forward to this meeting. Actually, I'm not even supposed to be here, actually. It's one of my roles of defying doctor's orders. So we're told that we have to be here by the party. And to see, with my own coming in, they don't see you, hey? And say, hey, she's a woman, 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 she's a
woman,
she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a woman, she's a Oh, okay, I did invite you just for a little. If you're around TG, we can come. You owe me two presents, actually. I'll be careful with you. I think before we leave, sorry, Honorable Chair, I know our chief is waiting for us. There are two people from the U.S. Embassy, or they call it the Council here in Cape Town. They have always had interest in us. Aaron, I know him very well. He's the first chairman.
Consul
from the USA. Aaron, he always helped us. So what is the problem? We told him actually that LA was one of the places that we're looking forward to as possible community. The DG has been there, I think, even recently. That's another way in LA. It's one of the things that we're looking at. But there's a new gentleman who's sitting also there. His name is Don Vance. He's a public office. Public affairs officer, can you just let them see you? You see members of the PC, we need a camera in this PC. These are the moments that
Actually, it's a little more convenient to hide here in the corner.
So thanks for coming a lot because they make the relations. You can also be in contact with the DJ, all the state theaters, because there might be things that you can be working together on. I know Theater in the US is one of the great things that they do as well. They are with their portfolio. I'm not sure who the council is, but I'm not sure who the CEO is. Then I will put it for you also to meet with Dr. Sanders, who is the PLO of the Deputy Minister, and Sam, who is the PLO of the Minister, maybe on some of the issues that you will raise. I'm not sure whether you are here when members were introduced. Members of the portfolio. Sorry, can I just do that or not? The present chair is Honorable Linda Moss. She's the ANC Whip of this committee. She is from the Western Cape, a member of the ANC. Then you have Honorable Van Skalvig. I know you know, she's a member of the DA, so you kind of line. You are already with the ANC. She's a member of the DA. She's from Calvinia in the Northern Cape. You have one of Father Bell, who's from the DA. He's from Kaute with me. And then you have Honorable Mabunda, who's from Limpopo. I'm scared of looking at America. Then you have Honorable Gapan, who's from the UGM and he's from the Eastern Cape. Then you have Mamsweni, he's a member of Nkata and she's from KwaZulu Natal. He has Honorable Chitela, who's a member of COPE and he's from, I'm not sure, right from the Eastern Cape or Gauteng. Then you have Tiffany, she's from Kenya. She's our PGM, the Parliamentary Monitoring Group, whatever that you say is recorded in this place. Then you have Malaga, he's our Villa President. Who's our member? He's from Polokwane, as well from Limpopo. Then you have Fiona, she's our researcher. Where are you from? Then you have a or Kali Tamuga, you joined up officially today. You have been introduced yesterday.
But he was also very commonly, he is our human advisor
who joined us. He's from Bazumaka. We have Jarum Tia from Kubuletu. She's from Kubuletu. She's our committee secretary. So you just make those relations. And congratulations to America. That's democracy. We won your smooth elections. Yes, we can. Thank you so much, Aaron and George. Thank you. So thanks. Thank you, members of right now the aim to the rule, so we have to go. What majority rules on our Venezuela, we can't trust you with our affairs. If the majority says we must go, the meeting is closed. Thank you all so much for coming. As I said, we had to finish early. As I said, well, I know last year some of you were last year left late, so I've left you. I'll give the details about, we'll get the details about the study tour to Mozambique. I hope you all have purpose, fortunately. And to the big deal, I don't know what took place, but I was just, maybe the DJ, I had a very valuable technicality that you move from. Unqualified, qualified, the technicality, maybe something that I'll look at it when I'm maybe also clarifying on those issues. I know everyone works on the tight budget, unfortunately, but to be a certain way, maybe I'll look at your report as well and make some recommendations as well, based also on what you have responded when I was not here. And I think that's it, Chair. It's my birthday tomorrow. I'm 35. I'm no longer a member of the Youth League, so I'm not going to be associated with the Youth League or anything else. I've been walked at since 1991 from Pitambukawa till Lamula. So I've walked that journey. So thank you so much for being with us. And Chair.
On that note, the meeting is adjourned.
I will keep in touch, sir.